between missing and found. We thought we knew all week what was out our hotel window. One faraway slope, buildings piled close, wind from another coast. It was plenty. To think all that while, the glistening point of Mount Hood rose behind the fog, silent as light. Seeing its pale silk appear out our window at sunrise on this last and only clear morning, I think of a large poster I once drove by, taped over a small picture of a cat with the heading, Lost. The poster shouted, "We found him." The joy of those capital letters floated through me the way this mountain appearing makes something also like joy course through me. I think of when my husband told me a car had flown through a stop sign straight across his path, and if he'd been half a second slower in braking, he might not have made it. He'd been saved before I knew I might have come close to losing him. And how once I lost my grandmother's Star of Sapphire ring, then found it at the bottom of a small pitcher of pencils, but kept looking for it afterwards without meaning to, kept remembering its star as something gone. Through habit, we drift suspended somewhere between being lost and being found. Like that young husky, the color of Mount Hood's snow-capped peak, who landed outside my fence after he dug out from his own. Together we walked. I searched for any signs of an owner looking for what he'd lost, as the dog bounded ahead in pure whiteness toward whatever it was that came next.